Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Fergal Armstrong and welcome to Cracking Addiction. And today we're going to continue our discussion around the issues of lifestyle medicine as they apply to the AOD space. I've mentioned in a previous episode that there is really a lack of specificity within the guidelines for AOD regarding lifestyle interventions, even though they are mentioned. And I also mentioned in previous episodes that the clinical practice guidelines for mood disorders really very impressively emphasizes the role of lifestyle interventions, including diet and exercise. So I thought today we'd talk a little bit about diet. The Australian dietary guidelines suggest that we should all be eating, and I quote, a wide variety of nutritious foods from the following five groups. So vegetables, which are multicolored, fruit, whole grains, which produce or which provide fiber, lean meat, and low-fat dairy. And in addition, one should drink plenty of water. So that's the good. And then, of course, we need to limit the foods that we should have less of, and that includes foods containing a lot of saturated fat, added salt, added sugars, and alcohol. So alcohol minimization has kind of crept into the Australian dietary guidelines, and I think it's important to emphasize that current recommendations for alcohol consumption in Australia are that we shouldn't drink any more than 10 standard drinks of alcohol per week and no more than 4 standard drinks on any given day. Now, if we go back to saturated fat, it's important to understand that really, when we hear saturated fat, we're talking about meat products or dairy products. Those are the main sources of saturated fat in our diet. Now, those are the guidelines, and I think everyone would say that really the antithesis of those guidelines is junk food. And junk food is otherwise known as ultra-processed food. And so I wanted to emphasize the point now of the fact that ultra-processed food, i.e. junk food, makes you eat more junk food. And there was a study done, I'm going to read you a conclusion of this study, and it says, ultra-processed diet causes increased ad libitum energy intake and weight gain, despite being matched to an unprocessed diet for presented calories, sugar, fat, sodium, fiber, and macronutrients. So really, everything else was the same in terms of food content, but it was basically processed junk food. And really, people who are fed processed junk food, they eat more of it if they are given the option. So junk food begets junk food. Another study titled Ultra-Processed Food Exposure and Adverse Health Outcomes, an Umbrella Review of the Epidemiological Meta-Analyses. So in this study, we can see that they produced dose-response relationships. So basically, the more junk food that you ate, the more of X or Y you suffered from. And remember, a dose relationship gives more evidence towards a causal relationship. So what we can see from this slide is in terms of all-cause mortality, junk food will actually more likely kill you. In particular, it will more likely kill you as a result of cardiovascular disease. But moreover, it also causes cancer, and in particular, colorectal cancer. It causes metabolic diseases, and in particular, it causes abdominal obesity. Well, we kind of knew that anyway. And it causes type 2 diabetes. So these are all problems in our modern day society that are directly attributable or relatable to the consumption of junk food. But if we look at mental health, and you know, we have to look at mental health in the context of AOD. If we look at mental health, we can see that junk food is associated with adverse sleep-related outcomes, anxiety, depression, and common mental health disorders in total. So junk food worsens your sleep. Junk food worsens your mental state. So if we are contemplating a recovery in the AOD space, I think it's really important to educate patients to really start thinking about what are they eating and how can they make changes in their diet to optimize their well-being. And it's not just my opinion. The clinical practice guidelines on mood disorders states the following, that with regards to depression and diet, they support the Mediterranean diet, which is characterized by high amounts of vegetables, fruits, fish, grains, and low amounts of animal fat components. So there's an example of a predominantly whole food, plant-based diet that is free of junk food, and that's the Mediterranean diet. But there are other specific diets for specific conditions. So for instance, we have the diet specifically targeted at blood pressure problems, the DASH diet, and DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stopping Hypertension. And in that diet, they find that, lo and behold, increased fruit and vegetables, similar to the Mediterranean, reduced total fat, reduced saturated fat, again, similar to the Mediterranean, reduced dairy, but also low sodium, low salt, and high amounts of potassium, calcium, and magnesium. This particular diet reduced blood pressure. Now, I need to say something about sodium and potassium. So sodium chloride is the main, is salt. It's table salt, and that's been implicated in the development of high blood pressure. Potassium chloride is a salt substitute, so we're switching sodium for potassium, and that's actually been associated with a low blood pressure. So a switch from a sodium chloride to a potassium chloride salt, which tastes apparently similar to normal table salt, can actually help people reduce their blood pressure. So that's the DASH diet. And then we have the portfolio diet. And the portfolio diet was specifically designed to reduce cholesterol. And its key ingredient was emphasizing the role of fiber. So it had a lot of viscous fibers in it, plant sterols, soy, nuts, and low saturated fats. So we're beginning to see the similarities here. And it was found to have a similar effect on cholesterol and a blood marker of inflammation called a C-reactive protein, a similar effect compared to that effect demonstrated by the use of a statin medication called lovastatin, 20 milligrams. So we're beginning to see how diet is just as good as pills in certain medical problems. Now, when we combine the Mediterranean diet with the DASH diet, we get the MIND diet. And that emphasizes the role of anti-inflammatory foods and antioxidant foods. And it emphasizes that we should be eating more of the following. And again, we're seeing similar themes here. So more whole grains, more vegetables, more nuts, more beans, and berries. Now, this is the first time we've seen berries in a specific diet specifically mentioned. And the reason for that is that berries are full of antioxidants and phytochemicals that essential almost for brain health. But additionally, we can have poultry, we can have fish, and olive oil minimizes pastries and sweets, red meat, so beef, pork, lamb, cheese, and fried foods. So why are we talking about the MIND diet? Well, the MIND diet really is very similar to the Mediterranean diet, and that's the diet that was supported by the clinical practice guidelines for mood disorders, which is relevant to AOD, but also the MIND diet emphasizes the benefits in Alzheimer's disease. So according to evidence, the MIND diet reduces the risk of the development by Alzheimer's disease by up to 53%. And interestingly, even if you don't comply with it fully, it can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's around about 30 to 35%. So even with partial compliance, you're getting benefit. So hopefully I've emphasized to you today the role of diet in holistic health and the role of diet in mental health, and therefore by extension, the role of diet for patients in recovery. And remember, diet is one of the six rubrics of lifestyle medicine that I think are absolutely essential for global health, total health for everyone, including patients with a lived experience of substance use disorder. And the six pillars of lifestyle medicine are the feet, the fork, the fingers, sleep, stress management, and social connection. And so the fork today was diet, and that's what we've been discussing. That's all for today, folks. My name is Dr. Fergal Armstrong, and this has been Cracking Addiction.